The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Caring and kind viewers, welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, where we'll be visiting India, a land famous for its reverence for cows. As we will see on today's edition of Stop Animal Cruelty, this celebrated being is not always being treated as the ancient saints and sages of India taught. Let us first take a look at cows and their role in Hinduism, the predominant religion in India. In the Rig Veda, an ancient collection of Sanskrit hymns composed around 1500 BCE, it is stated that the cow is a Devi, or goddess, and is identified with Aditi, the mother of the gods. In another holy scripture, the Vishnu Purana, it is said that Kamadhenu, the mother of all cows, emerged from the churning of the cosmic ocean. The sacredness of this animal is further demonstrated by the many popular stories about Lord Krishna when he was a cowherd in his youth, and how he lovingly cared for the cows. People in India also revere the cow because she has the attributes of the perfect mother, sacrificing her own comfort for the welfare of her calf. However, the current reality for some cows in India is that they are being treated in a manner in stark contrast to the heritage of honoring them as just described. Today we will be meeting with Aini Rudhasoni, Chief Functionary of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, in order to better understand how in the Indian dairy and leather industries this beautiful animal co-inhabitant is being abused and slaughtered in the name of greed. Ms. Soni begins by discussing the findings in her organization's recent 20-page report documenting the horrors of the milk trade entitled Inside the Indian Dairy Industry, a report of the abuse of cows and buffaloes exploited for milk.
PETA has just come out with its report on the milk industry in India. Cows are kept tied for their entire short lives. Actually, cows live to be 18 to 20 years old if they were allowed to live. But in the milk industry, it's become so commercialized. Cows are tied up forever in these little stalls. They are never let loose. They are kept pregnant. In fact, sometimes they are aborted. They get pregnant, they are aborted. The milk that comes out is only used for selling. The baby calves, if she's a female, if she's had the unfortunate fate of being born female, she's not given any milk. She's given very little just to keep her growing so she can come back into the dairy industry.
Just as in dairy facilities elsewhere in the world, the operators treat the male calves inhumanely, as they have very little value to them. Their brief lives are shocking and gruesome, to say the least.
The male calves are left out to starve. I have personally gone into where cows are kept. It's a small dairy farm, it's called a Dabela. They are thrown into a corner because they are of no use to the dairy industry. They can't contribute anything. Their mouths are tied so they can't call out for their mother, and their front feet and the back are tied so they can't get up and try to go for milk. And that's their fate. They die there. They starve there. Everyone is shutting their eyes to it because they all say that milk is part of our culture. But everyone must realize that yes, at one point, there was a point in our lives when the cow was given the first chapati or the first roti of the day. She was revered. She was treated well. But go and have a look at the tabelas now in India. Check out our report. It's on our website. We've also got a lot of footage to show what happens to them. Male calves, they're given to the abattoir. That's where kid leather comes from. That's where calf leather comes from. That's what it is.
Some of the cows wandering the streets of India end up eating rubbish, as they are given nothing else for nourishment by those who care for them.
they let the cows out in the on the roads where they go and eat plastic and they eat garbage, and then they come back home at night and they're milked. We've seen instances of all these cows who've then been found, they're dying and their stomachs are cut open and kilos of plastic have come out of their stomach.
As a solution to this horrible abuse and neglect of cows by the dairy industry, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India is advocating the vegan, meaning animal-free, diet.
If you don't consume milk, the dairy industry will not be there. Dairy industry is not there. The cows won't be there. People have to realize how even one glass of milk contributes to this cruelty. These cows and buffaloes who are kept pregnant in the tabelas, after 5 or 6 years where they have been constantly producing children and constantly giving milk, their bodies are spent. They have no more life left in them.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we return, we'll continue our interview with Aini Rudhasoni, Chief Functionary for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, about the treatment of cows in her country.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. India has a long tradition of honoring cows as sacred beings for spiritual and cultural reasons. The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals India has been investigating the true living conditions for cows across India and found that in the Indian dairy and leather industries, the opposite of compassion and reverence for these noble beings is being practiced. Although the slaughter of cows is outlawed almost everywhere in India, there are two states in which it is still allowed. Spent dairy cows, or those cows that do not provide milk anymore, may be rounded up and marched to these states. Upon reaching their destination, they will be mercilessly killed and their skins ripped off to produce leather, which is ultimately exported to Europe and the US. Aini Rudhasoni, Chief Functionary of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, will now explain more about this inhumane and appalling process.
They are shunted into trucks or into trains, or they're made to walk hundreds of kilometers. For example, in India, cow slaughter is banned other than in two states. So legally, you can slaughter a cow in the state of Kerala and in the state of West Bengal. Illegally, cows are slaughtered everywhere, of course, that's one. Secondly, these cows are then made to walk for miles and miles and miles. PETA has done an investigation where we followed the cattle trail to Kerala. And we saw the handlers, they would make these cows walk. Now, because these cows are anyway going to be killed, they didn't think that there was any logic or anything in giving them food or water en route. So these cows, when they would fall from exhaustion, the handlers would break their tail bones. One by one, a bone would be broken. When there are no more bones left in the tail to be broken, they take lal mirchi, red chili pepper, and they put it into their eyes to make them get up. Because of our investigation, because of the fact that we brought it out to the open, the government made a rule. And in the rule, it says that you cannot break the tails of cattle and you cannot put red chili pepper. But it's shameful. This is what's happening in India when cows are mothers. This is the reality.
after slaughter, every part of the animal is used, even the bones and fat. Many Indians who live their lives in accordance with the principle of ahimsa or non-violence would be shocked to know that they are indirectly contributing to the death of cows when buying such products as toothpaste and soap.
In Aurangabad, there is a bone-crushing factory, and which animals? Cow bones. The soap that you use, it's got animal fat in it. And that animal didn't give his fat willingly, he died a horrible death. And you're using animal fat. They should all beware that the soaps that they're using have got animal fat in it. The toothpaste that they're using, almost all of them have got bone powder in them. Or then they've been tested on animals. So either way, you're contributing to cruelty.
There are solutions to this sickening and unacceptable conduct towards animals like cows. We can stop animal cruelty. Organizations like People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India help to raise awareness and inform the public of the abuse of animals that is often hidden from view.
An institution like PETA is very important because it brings to the forefront the fact that any decision any individual makes, how it impacts the lives of an animal. For example, I'm sure many people don't realize that if they use films, you know, like for example, any camera film, it's coated with some kind of a product from an animal. People don't realize that when they're wearing shoes or they're wearing belts, which are made out of leather, how an animal has suffered for it. People don't realize that when they're eating a chicken tikka or they're having tandoori chicken, how the chicken has been raised and bred in horrible sheds, how they are killed. I always tell people, when you have a chance or a choice, why not take the compassionate choice?
We would like to thank Anuradha Soni and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India for their caring hearts and their devoted efforts to protecting our animal friends. May their message of love reach all across India and the world. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all soon embrace the noble plant-based diet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.